Walk into a room and forget why you're there. Lose your keys, again. Blank on a colleague's name mid-conversation. We laugh these off as senior moments, but what if they're not harmless at all? What if your brain is quietly inflaming, deteriorating, sending up flares that something deeper is breaking down? The conventional story tells us cognitive decline is inevitable, a slow fade written into our genetic code. But emerging science reveals a radically different truth. Brain damage isn't a life sentence. It's reversible. The fog can lift, memory can sharpen, and the path to healing doesn't start in a pharmacy. It starts on your plate, in your gut, and in the choices you make every single day. Your immune system exists to defend you, but sometimes it turns traitor. Autoimmunity occurs when your body's defenses mistake your tissues for invaders and attack, including your brain. This unfolds silently over decades. You have four immune systems: the gut, 70 to 85% of immune activity, liver, white blood cells, and glial cells guarding neurons. When exposed to toxins, inflammatory foods, or infections, your innate response floods cytokines. If threats persist, your adaptive immune system deploys antibodies that linger for months. Through molecular mimicry, antibodies targeting wheat protein can accidentally attack similar brain structures. Inflammatory foods systematically destroy brain cells, perhaps 500 daily, accumulating catastrophic damage. These losses manifest as anxiety, poor memory, coordination issues, symptoms dismissed as stress, or aging. Most of us slide toward autoimmunity's dangerous end thanks to our toxic environment. The good news? Testing antibody levels reveals vulnerability before symptoms become debilitating. Research shows people with physical Alzheimer's markers can avoid dementia by maintaining overall health. Fix your body, and your brain follows. Losing your sense of smell often signals brain deterioration. Your blood-brain barrier acts like fine cheesecloth, blocking large molecules from entering the bloodstream. But this barrier can rupture, creating a leaky brain. What causes these tears? Head trauma, excessive exercise, inflammation from immune responses to wheat and dairy, infections, and charred foods containing advanced glycation end products. While the barrier typically heals within 4 hours, repeated insults keep it compromised, allowing harmful molecules to activate the brain's immune system. Blood flow matters enormously. 73% of people with celiac disease have reduced blood flow, affecting one-third of their brain, starving it of oxygen and nutrients. Remarkably, within 1 year of eliminating wheat, almost all patients regain normal blood flow. Neoepitopes, substances formed when external compounds bind to your tissues, trigger immune attacks. BPA from plastics binds to hormone receptors. Lectins from wheat, soy, peanuts, and beans bind to tissues. Your immune system attacks these hybrid molecules, igniting inflammation. Dr. Dale Bredesen has identified over 50 mechanisms contributing to Alzheimer's and documented over 100 cases of cognitive decline reversal by addressing these root causes. Your gastrointestinal tract controls your brain more than the reverse. 9 messages travel from gut to brain for every one going back. Your intestinal lining blocks harmful substances, filters nutrients, and relays messages from gut bacteria. When inflammation damages this barrier, larger molecules pass through inappropriately, creating leaky gut. Your microbiome, bacteria, fungi, and viruses in your intestines weighs up to 5 pounds and contains 100 to 150 times more genes than your human genome. This bacterial community determines how your brain responds to stress, produces hormones, and activates immune responses. 90% of serotonin is produced in the gut. Stress hormones like cortisol reduce beneficial bacteria, like acromantia, which protects against diabetes and obesity. When your microbiota is imbalanced, stress responses are 2.8 times higher. Antibodies to wheat can attack an enzyme converting glutamine into GABA, a calming neurotransmitter. Harvard research proved gluten causes intestinal permeability in everyone. Cow's milk breaks down into casomorphins, 10 times more potent in the brain than morphine. Both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's likely begin in the gut, with misfolded proteins appearing years before brain symptoms. We've created an environment that's poisoning us. From 1970 to 2010, wildlife populations dropped 52% globally, with freshwater animals suffering an 81% decimation from chemical pollution. The same pollutants devastating wildlife harm humans. 250 pounds of toxic chemicals per person per day are dumped in the United States alone. Your body faces daily toxic assaults from air, food, and skin absorption. Think of a glass continuously being filled with water. When exposure is limited, your detoxification systems can process toxins before harm occurs. But when overwhelmed, when the glass overflows, you reach your total toxic body burden threshold, and toxins circulate as internal endotoxins in your bloodstream. Environmental toxins damage brains through 8 mechanisms: poisoning enzymes, displacing structural minerals, damaging organs through molecular mimicry, damaging DNA, modifying gene expression, blocking cell receptor sites, interfering with hormones, and impairing detoxification systems. Endocrine disruptors mimic hormones, blocking receptor sites on cells. When chemicals fill thyroid, estrogen, or testosterone receptors, they prevent actual hormones from entering, creating functional deficiencies despite normal blood levels. This explains why women suffer autoimmune diseases 9 times more than men. These chemicals primarily target estrogen receptors. BPA in plastics is as potent as the strongest estrogen. Heavy metals like lead, mercury, and arsenic permanently reduce children's IQ. Mold produces mycotoxins that trigger severe reactions, with approximately 50% of buildings containing toxic mold. Antibiotics save lives but devastate the microbiome. Children's IQ scores correlate inversely with antibiotic use before age 5. To solve health problems, shift from symptom management to addressing root causes. Neurogenesis shows the brain creates new cells throughout life, making improvement possible by creating the right internal environment. The pyramid of health builds on 4 platforms: structure, bones, muscles, posture, mindset, emotional and spiritual aspects, biochemistry, food, medication, supplements, and electromagnetic fields. Our DNA contains blueprints for optimal health, but inflammatory environments diminish cellular function. Continued exposure to inflammatory triggers, food sensitivities, junk food, alcohol, pollution, causes cells to age through catabolism. Create a healthier environment, and cells begin reproducing healthier versions through anabolism. Within 24 hours of implementing these principles, your microbiome begins rebalancing, leading to improved energy, balanced neurotransmitters, normalized blood pressure, and better sleep. Structure sits at the pyramid's foundation. Forward head posture restricts nerve messages, affecting nearly half the population. Simple adjustments, like using a rolled towel under your neck while sweeping, and practicing better posture dramatically improve nerve communication. Exercise is crucial. 30 minutes of aerobic activity 6 days weekly increases circulation, flushes toxins, and enhances brain function. Our beliefs shape health outcomes. The placebo effect demonstrates how beliefs directly influence health. Hotel workers told their cleaning duties qualified as exercise showed improved weight and blood pressure compared to controls. For depression, 75% of antidepressant response is attributable to belief rather than medication. Mindfulness reduces inflammatory responses, while conscious breathing counters stress-induced shallow breathing. Meditation increases brain-derived neurotropic factor and enlarges gray matter in areas connected to emotional regulation. Healing begins by eliminating the 3 most inflammatory foods: gluten, dairy, and sugar, allowing your digestive and immune systems to reset. For cognitive loss, a ketogenic diet for 1 to 3 months provides significant benefits, as ketones serve as efficient alternative fuel for brain cells. Include gut-healing, anti-inflammatory foods daily: cinnamon, cruciferous vegetables, dark-colored fruits, green tea, omega-3-rich foods, and neuroprotective foods like turmeric and rosemary. Electromagnetic radiation penetrates our bodies, causing cellular damage through oxidative stress. Children face 500% higher brain cancer risk from mobile phones due to thinner skulls and developing immune systems. Starting use before age 20 increases brain cancer risk fivefold. Most EMF pollution originates inside your home. Use an EMF meter to identify the strongest sources and switch them off, move away, or replace wireless with wired alternatives. Protect yourself with quality phone cases, reducing emissions by over 90%. Keep phones away from your head using corded headsets. Turn off wireless routers at night. Success comes from addressing each factor individually, base hit by base hit. The 12-week program includes listening to your body's signals, tracking inflammatory foods, finding a functional medicine practitioner, strengthening core muscles, practicing conscious breathing, and eliminating inflammatory foods while adding healing ones. Your brain has tremendous regeneration capacity when properly supported. By removing inflammatory triggers and providing needed nutrients, you can reverse cognitive decline. Your body isn't broken, it's responding to your environment. Change that environment, and you change your destiny. The power to fix your brain isn't in a prescription. It's in your hands, on your plate, and in the choices you make today.